You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation that would see the construction of a production plant converting woody biomass into aviation fuel in Hayward will be discussed in a state Senate committee this week. The Forestry Revitalization Act will be up for public comment in the Senate Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry Committee on Thursday. The proposed facility would be funded with $60 million in Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation tax credits, as well as $150 million in state bonding through the forestry account. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to its upcoming second annual mental health wellness walk this week. Organization officials say the walk is meant to raise awareness and highlight the need for mental health resources in rural communities. The event will be held on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. on the Spooner High School track. Registration for the walk is free, but residents can also purchase shirts at the event or online. The proceeds will cover the cost of the shirts, and any remaining funding will go towards supporting the Oak Youth Center. A Waukesha County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to start verifying the citizenship of both already registered voters and new applicants. The court order was issued by Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell on Friday, but does not specify exactly how the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local clerks should go about verifying citizenship for new voters. Judge Maxwell also called for the new process to be substantially completed prior to February's election, but his decision could be appealed and stayed before that. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted next spring. According to a press release, the goal of the program is to support reforestation and conservation efforts with native tree seedlings on both public and private lands across the state. Tree seedlings planted will also go towards Wisconsin's Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. Seedling orders can be placed on the Department of Natural Resources website or by mail. A Brule man was killed in a Douglas County motorcycle crash involving a deer on Thursday. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, authorities responded to the scene of the crash on County Highway O in the town of Cloverland at around 7 a.m. on Thursday. They arrived to find 37-year-old Jason Miller lying in the road with his motorcycle lying in a nearby ditch, as well as a deer on the shoulder of the road. He was transported to a Duluth hospital, where he later died as a result of the injuries he sustained in the crash. The Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner recently held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to honor receiving accreditation as a Family Resource Center of Quality. The organization received the designation for demonstrating their ability to engage in robust professional development, including evidence-based programs in parenting support, resource coordination, and early childhood services. The facility is the 11th center in the state to receive the accreditation and must reapply for it every 3 years to ensure its policies and procedures are still effective. A Rice Lake resident is facing felony charges in relation to allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on 3 separate high-speed pursuits over the last month. According to Barron County Court documents, 22-year-old Jevin Ricci was charged with 3 felony counts of attempting to flee or elude an officer last week. He's accused of fleeing from police on his motorcycle on September 7th, 8th, and 27th, reaching speeds as high as 125 miles per hour. Authorities say they terminated all 3 pursuits for his own safety. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a Wispolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown during a visit to Brown Deer last week. He referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the rate of teacher turnover in the state's public schools is declining, but turnover with school leadership remains high. According to the report, the rate of teacher turnover dropped to about 13% last school year after reaching a record high of 16% in the 2022-2023 school year. The rate of principals leaving their school district increased to about 17% last year, while the rate of superintendents leaving saw a slight increase to about 15%. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new scam targeting SNAP recipients. According to agency officials, the scammers are impersonating the EBT Edge mobile app, which helps residents navigate their SNAP food assistance benefits. The scammers use the fake version of the app to charge their victims $5 every week or $60 for lifetime access. Agency officials are reminding residents that they will never need to pay to use the official EBT Edge app to track their SNAP benefits. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of five series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4:00. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment, numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some frost early, otherwise sunny skies, cool and crisp with highs in the upper 50s. Chilly tonight with lows in the upper 20s with widespread frost developing after midnight. On Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs right around 60. It's 35 at our studios.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.